News Radio 610 WTVN. For the defense. The only live legal show of its kind in Columbus. The Coffell Law Firm. One of Ohio's leading criminal defense firms. Your host of For the Defense. Columbus attorney Brad Coffell.
If you don't like what's going on in America right now, whether it's critical race theory, inflation, the border, internationally, kind of feel like we're falling, we're sliding backwards. Big congressional race here in the 15th district. We have two congressional races in Ohio next year, and this year. The primary is happening right now for Steve Stivers' open spot. That's the 15th. And on the line is with me is Senator, State Senator Stephanie Kunze. Senator, thank you for joining us this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Brad. Thank you and Eric for hosting me, and thank you to the listening audience as well.
Absolutely. Your name's well known, and you've been around the block here a little bit politically. You had a big week last week, didn't you? I'll toot your horn for you. So first of all, you passed you're working on a really big, important piece of legislation against hazing, which as this defense lawyer and having dealt with a lot of substance abuse in colleges and disciplinary matters and fraternity and sororities, that is very important. So we want to talk to you about that. And then you got a big endorsement from the Franklin County Executive Committee, the GOP. Is that right?
That's correct.
So, Senator, let's first quick talk about your legislation on the anti-hazing.
So as you mentioned, Brad, there was an incident a couple of years ago now where a young man from Dublin, one of my constituents, Colin Wyant, was at OU and was a victim of fraternity hazing and passed away. And since then, his mom especially, but his entire family, has been leading the charge to really strengthen and increase penalties, but really strengthen education and transparency for our young people when they're heading off to college, and for their families to understand, have there been violations of the policies at the university for any of these groups and organizations, and really provide students and parents with some of the information they need when they're making a decision about whether or not to pledge a fraternity or sorority.
So huge, so important. I come from Greek life, Miami University in the late 80s, and I don't even want to, I'm not going to even romanticize the hazing that went on as a rite of passage. It is not. It's very dangerous. Having been involved in the new case up there in Bowling Green, and that's where, Senator, I started reaching out to you saying, I want kids, I want fraternity and sorority pledges and actives to have the ability to blow the whistle and say, I don't want to go to this event tonight because I heard traditionally you throw up in 15 to 20 minutes or 25 minutes. Can we speak? Does the legislation address any type of whistleblower or encourage kids to step forward, students to step forward?
Yes, it does. It actually would charge an M2 for any administrator, employee, faculty member, teacher, anyone who is associated with the organization who recklessly permits hazing. You know, I think the other thing that we've been hearing throughout the testimony on Senate Bill 126 is that we heard from Tyler Perino from Miami, who is a survivor of being hazed and is going around telling his story. And I think, you know, kids, at some point, I think they know that it's coming, but I don't think that they knew some of the severity
right.
of what was happening, to your point.
Well said.
I think we've also been hearing that it's increasingly becoming more dangerous. It's always been dangerous, and it should have been unacceptable, even, you know, Brad, when you and I were growing up. But the increased amount of alcohol mm-hmm. that's being used and the drugs, we've seen two deaths in Ohio, and that's too many already.
There's an increase in callousness all across society, and that increased callousness really trickles down to the kids. Pivoting over to your endorsement from the Franklin County Executive Committee, GOP, there was an endorsement. Steve Stivers has endorsed another one of your opponents. I understand that Donald Trump's endorsed another opponent. The Franklin County GOP endorses you. It certainly seems like those here in Central Ohio know who's most likely to to win, to be elected, because the number one thing that we need is an electable candidate. I think it's quite telling that the Franklin County Executive Committee GOP endorsed you. What is your, what do you think about that? I mean, obviously I know what you thought, but what, going into that, what were you thinking?
Well, you know, I'm really grateful that for the endorsement. Obviously, as you said, the Franklin County Central Committee knows me best. This is my home county. And I think that, you know, a lot of people are very focused on the primary. Obviously, I need to win the primary. That's the first step. But, you know, we need to look ahead a little bit to the general election. We have Democrats who are intent on holding the House. Right now, they have 220 seats in D.C., and Republicans have 211. There's four vacancies. And I think, you know, my number one goal for running in any election has been to continue to hold Republican seats. That's what I've done as a state senator here in Franklin County, and it's what I intend to do with this congressional seat. We don't know what it's going to look like in redistricting, but it could potentially become more competitive. Mm-hmm. And I think we need a candidate who can beat Democrats and hold Republican seats.
Which you've proven yourself to be able to do. Also, tout your statistics on 2020.
In 2020, I actually outperformed the president by 13,000 votes in my district. Wow. And the sitting congressman by 2,500 in the precincts that we overlapped. So, you know, I think the bottom line is we want this congressional district in Republican control.
Yep.
I'm the strongest candidate to take on the Democrat. It's likely going to be a suburban woman here in Franklin County, and I think that's what we're going to need to hold this seat to send Nancy Pelosi into retirement.
Yes. Well said. For our listeners, this is State Senator Stephanie Kunze running for Steve Stivers' congressional seat, the 15th. Senator Kunze, can you please tell us give us a general outline of the 15th so that listeners know, oh, wait, this is who I could vote for in the primary. So tell us the map, what it looks like.
Yeah, so there's 12 counties from Franklin all the way down to Athens that are included in this district. But a lot of the, the bulk of the votes come from the suburban portion of Franklin County and partly Fairfield. And, you know, I think as our campaign's been making our way into all of the counties, it's increasingly, just as I said before, becoming more important to me that we make sure we hold this in Republican hands. We don't want to see, you know, in a November 21 general election, it's not a presidential year. It's an off election year, so to speak. We don't want a disengagement from voters to cause this to lean less Republican. We do know that there is a drop off when the former president is not on the ballot. Trump voters are not as excited to get out and vote. We're seeing that across the country in other special elections. Normally, it's about a 33% turnout. We're seeing it as low as 19%. And so I think, you know, one of the main goals is to represent this district well and hold this district in all parts of this congressional seat from, like I said, from Franklin to down to Athens County.
Senator Stephanie Kunze has outperformed the president in these districts. President Trump has beat Democrats, just received the endorsement of the Franklin County Executive Committee, the GOP, can raise money, works her butt off. And what I love in representation in a republic like us is accessible. And I have the ability to get to know Stephanie Kunze when asked her for some assistance and educating me on this hazing legislation. And of course, your leaning into your community is where we need our future leaders to come from. Lean in, and you are leaning in. Where can our listeners find you and support you, Stephanie Kunze?
My website is teamstephaniekunze.com.
KUNZE.
Correct. Thanks, Brad.
Awesome. Thank you for joining us, and best of luck to you in the primaries. The primary, get out and vote, is August 3rd. When's the early voting start?
July 7th.
July 7th. Get out and vote. No matter what, we've got to keep a Republican in Congress. We don't want to lose that seat. The Franklin County, the locals believe that Stephanie Kunze is the most electable candidate. Got the endorsement. Congratulations. And we'll see what happens on August 3rd.
Thanks, Brad.
Have a great rest of your day.